AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. More people opened their wallets last month. Retail sales rose slightly, despite the pushback of still high inflation and higher cost to borrow. Sales spikes were noticeable for cars and trucks, as well as parts. Experts were predicting a drop in retail sales. Today is a storm cleanup day in parts of Texas to Georgia. Matt Mosher at the National Weather Service says it's not over yet. Heads up for people in Oklahoma.
We're talking about the potential for some very healthy and robust storms capable of gusts, strong gusts up to hurricane force and hail. We're talking 2 to 3 inches in diameter. So it's destructive winds and destructive hail.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog visited the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. A dam burst nearby, and Ukrainian forces have staged a counteroffensive. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley was asked about Ukraine's latest moves.
They're in the early stages, and it's far too early to make any definitive assessments. But I can tell you that each day, the Ukrainians demonstrate the courage and tenacity needed to methodically regain their territory.
The Supreme Court rejected a broad attack from Republican-led states and white families and preserved the system that gives preference to Native American families in foster care and adoption proceedings of Native children. Pope Francis's Jesuit religious order says it expelled a prominent Slovenian priest following allegations of sexual, spiritual, and psychological abuses against adult women. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, is filing paperwork to run for president as a Republican. Suarez has been front and center this week, leading up to former President Donald Trump's court appearance in Miami.
We obviously believe in the Constitution and believe that people should have the right to express themselves. But we also believe in law and order.
Suarez is the only Hispanic candidate in the race. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street shook off a weak start and was moving higher in morning trading Thursday. Investors got some mixed reports on the economy. They're still absorbing a warning from the Federal Reserve a day earlier that the central bank could make two more interest rate increases this year. That's more than markets were expecting. The Fed meets again to discuss interest rates in late July. The S&P 500 was up 0.4%. The Dow added 212 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.3%. Lennar rose 4.5%. The home builder raised its forecasts for how many homes it expected to deliver this year. Kroger fell 4%. The grocery store company reported lower sales for its latest quarter than Wall Street was expecting. Seth Sutel, New York.
The union for thousands of West Coast dock workers reached a tentative agreement on a new contract after more than a year of negotiations and several work disruptions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.